This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 12th of Sept, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is pleasant this evening. Tel Aviv is enjoying a mild night, while Jerusalem experiences cooler temperatures. In Haifa, it's a clear night, perfect for stargazing. Here are today's headlines. First, from Mardiv, doubts within the IDF about cheap weapons have emerged following the assassination of Sinwar. Drones have become a critical tool in warfare over the past 3 years, used for reconnaissance and attacks. Also, the Times of Israel reports that a Lebanese official has criticized indiscriminate IDF strikes. The official claims these actions hinder efforts to disarm Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Israel has killed a senior Hamas commander in Gaza. The IDF and Shin Bet confirmed the death of Mohammed Yazouri in Al-Mawasi. Separately, the Forward tells us a documentary alleging Israel's actions in Gaza received a standing ovation in Venice. The film presents testimony from Israeli soldiers and intelligence officers. And finally, I-24 News reports that the U.S. has imposed new sanctions on Hezbollah and Iranian proxy networks. This comes as two ships were reportedly struck by missiles in the Strait of Hormuz. Here's what people are saying online. Eyal Yacobi shared just minutes ago that some individuals are acting with extreme malice. Leslie Kajomovitz retweeted a post criticizing the spread of misinformation about Israel, saying it loses out to lies. Yashar Ali, an American journalist, highlighted that diesel prices have reached a historic high in the U.S., with elections just 52 days away. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's use of drones. Mariv reports that these inexpensive yet effective tools have changed military tactics significantly. They are now integral to operations, from gathering intelligence to executing strikes. The implication for regional conflict is profound, as it alters the battlefield dynamics. Turning to the Times of Israel's report on Lebanon, the Beirut official expressed concerns that Israel's military actions undermine the country's efforts to neutralize Hezbollah. The wide-scale destruction is seen as delegitimizing these efforts, complicating diplomatic relations further. This tension is likely to impact peace efforts in the region. Meanwhile, in Gaza, the killing of Mohammed Yazouri marks a significant blow to Hamas. Ynet details that Yazouri had survived previous assassination attempts, underscoring the ongoing conflict's intensity. This strike could escalate tensions and lead to further military engagements. In a related development, The Forward reports on the documentary raising questions about IDF actions in Gaza. The film, acclaimed in Venice, could influence international perspectives on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Public opinion may shift, affecting diplomatic negotiations. Finally, the U.S. sanctions on Hezbollah, as reported by I-24 News, are part of a broader strategy to curb Iranian influence. The reported missile strikes in the Strait of Hormuz highlight the region's volatility. These actions may strain U.S.-Iran relations further, with global trade routes potentially impacted. Turning to business and markets. First, Kitek reports that Israel faced 1 in 6 geopolitical cyberattacks worldwide in early 2026. The ongoing conflict with Iran is mobilizing hacktivist groups against Israeli targets. Separately, Globes tells us that Hapag-Lloyd and FIMI are preparing an improved offer for Zim. This proposal aims to secure Israel's access to critical shipping lanes and strengthen economic ties with Asia. And finally, Walla Business advises on managing expenses during the holiday season. With increased flights and festivities, planning is essential for economic stability amid these busy months. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.